on some level. It can be something small, but because I think what we're doing is we're reinforcing ourselves to keep going on that path of stretching and being courageous, mm-hmm. generally, and then specifically to doing the right thing, which might mean, you know, standing solidly in the face of a extreme situation and that type of thing. So I love this topic. It's very deep and broad and probably several radio slots
to do
some justice, but I love it.
Yes. Well, I really appreciate you for joining us and coming on live and sharing some of your wisdom and passion and just being a blessed part of our program here. And
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So.
Yes, it's always a blessing likewise. So thank you so much. And I wish everyone out there a calm and beautiful and courageous day. And I would love to hear people's courageous little steps and wins. You know, it'd be really interesting to hear our listeners and where they've been able to exercise their courage in a way that felt congruent with their values and morals and everything. So,
yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're going to have to say bye for now, and thank you for joining us. Lots of love to you. Enjoy the rest of your week and weekend, and we'll be getting a hold of you again next week.
Thank you so much. Love to everyone out there.
Yes. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right. That was the president of Minnetonka Park Association, and just a big shout out to Steve, Helgi, Trina, Laurel, Esmeralda, Julia, all the board members at Minnetonka Park Association. Just a big shout out to everybody there. And we're going to carry on with our show, and we're going to get on with the pick of the week of Shkwait Shaklach, but we'll be right back. Thank you.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to play the pick of the week of Shkwait Shaklach from Gwaishkina, BC, and it's from Judas Priest, and the song is called You've Got Another Thing Coming. So have a listen, enjoy, everyone.
I'll never
was a real throwback to the first metal songs we got to listen to growing up. And that was Judas Priest. You got another thin coming. And that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. He's my brother from Gwaishkna, BC. And he's an extreme survivalist. He's survived Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big fires of a couple of years ago, and also the big flood of a couple of years ago. So he's a big inspiration and a hero to me, and a beacon of light to the world, and just a special person to have on our program. How are you doing, Shkwaisht?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Just trying to keep alive here.
Yeah, that, I sure love the lyrics of that song too. He talks about answer now is don't give in, aim for a new tomorrow. And that's kind of what we're about. We're trying to make this world a better place and just be a positive influence. And we have our subject today is on courage to do what's right. And we'd love to hear your take on that.
In today's society, it's pretty tough having the courage to do what's right. Because, you know, we're all influenced by social media. What do my friends think? Stuff like that, you know. I see in somewhere once somebody said, you can always count on human beings to do the right thing after they've tried everything else. Meaning we lack courage. in order to attain some courage to do what's right, we need support from others, you know, our family, friends, a few friends that are real friends, you know, that we can go to, because, you know, if you're going by the friends on TikTok and whatnot, you ain't gonna get no courage from them. They'll discourage you to do what's right.
Yeah, unfortunately, it causes the demise of some people that do copy other people on TikTok. It's a double-edged sword.
That's what I figure. You know, we gotta get support from our loved ones.
Yes.
You know, because without support, you know, we're gonna try everything else. And finally, have to do what's right after we've run out of options.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, we really thank you and appreciate you for joining us and bringing your wisdom and your words, and also your encouraging songs that you bring, the intensity and just some of the stuff that you've gone through. It kind of shows in some of the music that you bring to us, and it helps us develop the same type of mindset of coming through these traumas and hard times, and also look forward to doing what's right in this world and doing our best to make it a better place and make it the best it can be. And we really appreciate you for joining us and helping us try to reach those goals.
Thanks for having me on.
Yes, no problem. And we hope that you start recovering well as can be and get out and enjoy the sunshine and your activities up there. get your body strong and strength enough, and hopefully we can bring you down into the radio station, and yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, I thank you guys for all your support, well wishes, thoughts, and prayers, and love. And I send it all back to you there at the station and listeners all around. I send it all back to you 100-fold.
Beautiful. Well, lots of love to you, brother. You have a great week and weekend, and we'll be looking forward to hearing from you again next week. And we'll have to say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkina, BC, and we will carry on with the show, and we're going to get to the song for Lady Fahima, and we'll be talking with her soon. This band that we're going to be listening to is from Sweden. It's a band called Afdrykia, and Harjalenta is the name of the song. Sorry if I can't pronounce it properly, but that's what it is. So we're going to listen to that, and we'll get to Lady Fahima. So listen and enjoy.
Thank you.
back. That was Afdrykja from Sweden. The name of the song was Hargalenta. And we played that for our next guest, which is Lady Faima. And she's the sister of Madam Ottawa, Councillor Fari. And she's the production manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society Free Voices. And we played that song. It was nice, soft, and very sweet, and dedicated to Lady Faima. So here she is. Thank you for joining us. We know you're very busy all the time, and just thank you for joining us here live at CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you so much. My greeting to you, my warmest greeting to you, Chief Shatley, and the rest of the other crew, respected listeners and guest speakers that normally we have them at the Free Voices, and especially to the landowner of the country, Aboriginal Indigenous people, wonderful nation, and to all my love, my conditional love, and respect to all reservation across the country and outside of the country.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And we should also give a quick shout out to the board members of CGSF. And
yes,
our president, Linda Caboyo, and also Leslie, our vice president, and Paria, our secretary, and Ethan. And we had a very wonderful volunteer get together last weekend, and it was awesome. We just thank the board members for setting all that up, and just a big shout out. And also to Magnus, Robin,
and
Jesse, and Conobar, and
absolutely,
and Jujul, the volunteer coordinator, and just a big shout out to everybody that keeps us running here and keeps us all motivated to continue to bring these programs to everyone. So we're going to carry on with our show and get to our subject, which is courage to do right, and we'd love to hear from you on that subject.
Please, same as usual, you choose significant, powerful, and subject each time. And even in my own path, in my own lifestyle, I have to educate myself before I open my mouth or to say something, basically. And I'm very grateful and honored to be in that station. Courage. I started from the people they recognized and found out they got the guts, and they were no fear in their system, that they brought the acknowledgement and discovery about the children, residential school. The children of residential school has been murdered. The courage, it means when you see the crisis, don't be silent. Don't choose to be quiet. Stand up and get engaged and involved with the authority, with the neighborhood, and bring it to the attention of the society. Because any crisis in any area of our own society or parts of the world is ours. We are not separated from one another. Another courage, please allow me to give it back, that credit and acknowledgement to you as a chief, as a young chief. You chose a very hard journey and you got the courage. That was your courage. You listened to your land. You listen to your nation. You listen to all nations. And you walk with all nations side by side. And I have to acknowledge that part. That is quite a courage that you're sitting on that seat and deal with so many nations. And you walk with the harmony and the peace offered that you left and right, you're providing for everyone to walk together. please allow me to acknowledge the significant part of the program, basically. And I go back to courage, Kerry Fox, young soul. He left the Mother Earth many years ago, at least 30 years ago. But the impression, the courage, with one leg, he made a huge difference, huge impact in the society, in the community. And this is something is remarkable. And Kerry Fox organization, I am keeping in touch with them. My intention and request is to brother that they are very active with the organization and they travel a lot. So still I'm waiting for one of the brothers to come back to the province so we can have the interview with one of the brother of Kerry Fox. And please, wherever you are, be a part of such a significant organization that are working very hard and they are very busy and successful. And let's be their success to be our success by donating. And that donation doesn't need to be huge, just a little bit of the very little bit of our own income can make a big difference. However, I learned from Dr. Farhang Hulakui that he has a degree. He is the psychiatrist and therapist, you know, and he has his own radio station free of the very freely and generously. He's sharing his knowledge with the community, with the individual, in any area of our own lives. So, however, I get a lot of my power from there, from that route. However, this station is the free voices, free of negativity, free of the political action, and is truly these free voices is your voices that we are spreading out from down here. And is the prejudice blocking the positivity? The positivity of the thought and action will be trapped if individual has a race issue, if individual has prejudice, if individual has a political abusive behavior. Just be set yourself free of all these toxic area and connect. You have to connect ourselves with universe. When you are connecting yourself with the universe, you purifying your own soul and you become like a fountain, water of the fountain. Just be that, make that differences by just being pure and be yourself, whoever you are. The first person would benefit is you. And then the community would take, would be beneficial of the positivity that you do. And thank you very much for having me. After all, I am a servant of mankind. And we are like a nationwide. We are branches of one tree. Some of the branches, some of the leaves are larger or smaller. But after all, we are branches and leaves of one tree. Thank you very much for having me.
Beautiful, wonderful words as usual. And we really thank you for joining us live and sharing your time, your wisdom, your words. And we know that it's going into the airwaves and it's not wasted. There's people that are just waiting and wanting this positivity to enter their ears, their souls, their minds, their spirits, and just be uplifted and to be empowered to do what's right and make this world a better place. and become the change that we want to see. Each one of us has that power to do that, and that's what we're aiming to do. I really appreciate you for joining us, and we're going to have to say bye for now. And we can't wait to listen and hear from you again next week.
Thank you very much. And quickly, I'm going to pass it on. Professor Yemani Hamedani, the teaching at SFU, Simon Fraser University, will be our own guest for the next following week.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much, and I'm so privileged to have her at the station live.
I can't wait too, so thank you so much for your hard work, and bye for now.
Bye for now. Thank you kindly.
Yeah. All right, that was Lady Fahima, and we're going to wrap up the show, and we're going to leave you with some Talisk, and the name of the song is Echo. So thank you, everyone, for joining us here at Free Voices at CGSF 90.1 FM. And here goes. Have a great week and weekend. Lots of love to all our listeners, especially my family down in California. They're going to be up here soon, and they're going to be guests. Bye for now.